Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we celebrate our 1300th show on Friday the 13th with music from the band Arcade Fire and a story about a huge shopping center in Minnesota. But first, let's walk among the bamboo on top of one of the most famous museums in the world. Imagine a piece of artwork that combines sculpture, building design, performance, and trees. Artists and twin brothers Doug and Mike Starn and a team of rock climbers have been building a work called Big Bamboo since April. This sculpture is on the roof of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. It has been a huge hit with summer visitors. Shirley Griffith has more.
From a distance, Big Bamboo looks like a huge nest in the shape of a wave. Parts of the sculpture extend up to 12 meters high. This nest is made up of thousands of pieces of bamboo tied together with the kind of brightly colored rope usually used by mountain climbers. It may seem disorderly, but the placement of each piece of bamboo has been carefully planned. The full title of this work is Big Bamboo: You Can't, You Don't, and You Won't Stop. The second part of the title is taken from a song by the Beastie Boys. Doug and Mike Starn chose this title to bring attention to the fact that their sculpture is about growth and change. The artists have been adding new areas to the sculpture all summer, so it is slowly changing. They plan to continue working on it until the end of October, when it will be taken apart. The sculpture is made up of small, individual parts. They say it shows the interconnected dependency that all humans have on each other. The bamboo is a natural product harvested in the states of Georgia and South Carolina. The artist chose bamboo because it is light, strong, and can survive all kinds of weather. They have compared the pathways on the sculpture to the arteries in the human body. Visitors can experience Big Bamboo in two ways. They can walk under and around the sculpture on the roof garden, or they can make plans for a guided visit and enter into the sculpture and walk around on its pathways. Climbing into Big Bamboo is like entering a magical treehouse. The sculpture is exciting because it invites visitors to explore and experience art physically as well as mentally. And this sculpture permits visitors to climb up into the sky to enjoy an extraordinary and temporary view of New York City.
Our listener question this week comes from China. Margaret wants to know about the most popular shopping place in America. The largest and most popular shopping mall in the United States is the Mall of America. It is in Bloomington, Minnesota, in the north central part of the country, near the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. It opened in 1992 and cost $650 million to build. Each year, about 40 million people visit the Mall of America. Mall officials say 4 out of 10 people who visit have traveled long distances. Visitors come from more than 32 countries. Many people stay several days when they visit the mall. There are more than 40 hotels within 8 kilometers. The Mall of America has more than 520 stores. It also has more than 50 places to eat. If you lined up all the stores side by side, they would cover a distance of almost 7 kilometers. If you stayed only 10 minutes in each store, it would take over 86 hours to complete your visit. About 11,000 people work at the Mall of America. During the winter holidays, about 13,000 people work there. When the owners designed the mall, they wanted it to be more than just a place to shop and eat. So they made entertainment a big part of their plan. The Nickelodeon Universe is an indoor theme park. It has more than 25 rides, including several roller coasters. Another popular part of the mall is the Underwater Adventures Aquarium. It holds about 5,000 sea animals. Visitors walk through a 91-meter glass tube. Sharks and other ocean animals swim above and beside you as you walk through the tube. Some people who visit the Mall of America have other things on their mind besides sharks, shopping, eating, and roller coasters. They go to the Chapel of Love to be married. More than 5,000 couples have had their weddings at the Mall of America. More than 650 million people have visited the Mall of America since it opened 18 years ago. Now, the owners have plans for a large addition. The Phase 2 plan will nearly double the size of the mall. When it is complete, there will be enough room for up to 900 stores. The band Arcade Fire is very hot right now. It released a new album, The Suburbs, last week. The band played 2 sold-out shows at the 20,000-seat Madison Square Garden in New York City. And director Terry Gilliam filmed one of those concerts for a live video broadcast on YouTube August 5th. Mario Ritter has more on Arcade Fire and its music.
Regine Chassagne and Wynn Butler formed Arcade Fire in Montreal, Canada in 2003. The husband and wife both play several instruments and sing. They are joined in the band by Butler's brother William, Richard Reed Perry, Tim Kingsbury, Sarah Neufeld, and Jeremy Gara. The 7 musicians produce a big sound, like in Wake Up, from their first album, Funeral.
Oh,
Arcade Fire was a critical favorite from the beginning. Funeral came out in 2004. Rolling Stone magazine named it the number 2 rock album of the last 10 years. Blender magazine said it was one of the top 100 indie rock albums of all time. Arcade Fire started opening in concerts for major bands like U2 and working with big names like David Bowie. In 2007, Arcade Fire released Neon Bible. It opened at number 2 on Billboard magazine's top 200 albums chart. Neon Bible was number 1 on the rock and indie rock charts. Here is the title track.
For the hope and for the pain, and the life they both look the same, put them out on the world, on every boy and every girl, sing a neon bible, a neon bible, not much chance to survive, a neon bible is right.
Arcade Fire has been performing this summer in the United States, Canada, and Europe. The Suburbs opened on Billboard's top 200 albums at number 1. It was already number 1 in Britain. We leave you with the title track from Arcade Fire's new album, The Suburbs.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Dana DeMange, Jim Tedder, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.